This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Hi, welcome to Diversity Dispatch, your local queer and rainbow podcast. Hello, hello, good evening.
Kia ora, good evening. How are we this evening? Night.
It's still weird.
Is it?
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like we've changed the tone of the podcast, so It's probably awful hearing our cackling it. What is it, 10 p.m., 9 p.m.?
I'm not too sure. I think it is about 10 p.m. or something like that, yeah.
I think it might be 9. I don't know. But, like, I don't know. I can imagine someone, like, driving home from work or something.
And there's just...
And it's just us. Just like...
Evil laughing. Okay, disturbed. Oh, we didn't discuss anything about what we're going to talk about today, did we?
Usually you flick me a message the night before with like an idea. And yeah.
I had an idea this morning and then I was going to message it to you, but I forgot.
I had an idea earlier, but I forgot what the idea was.
Okay.
Oh, my headphones. Why are they always so loud?
Whoever records.
Whoever's got the slot before us.
Must be like deaf.
Yeah.
Anyway, where are we at?
How are you doing?
I'm exhausted. I'm so tired. I've been having a rough couple of nights' sleep.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah.
I've been trying to take melatonin, but that doesn't quite hit the spot. So.
I've never taken melatonin. What's that like?
I think I'm better on the fast release stuff, whereas the stuff that I've got at the moment is slow release, and I don't think it's as effective, whereas the fast relief stuff knocks me out like that. Like a light switch, turn it off.
Because is it, like, out of curiosity, is it that you have trouble getting to sleep or staying asleep?
Both.
Mm.
Yeah. I have trauma that I don't really think we should unpack today, but yeah, I have difficulty going to sleep because of that, and then sometimes I have nightmares, so yeah.
Yeah, I have just always struggled with, like, getting to sleep, which is very frustrating. There was one point where I went to my doctor about it, and I was like, help. And he was like, what if you put a chair in your room and you sit on the chair and then when you go to bed, the bed is for sleeping? Because I'd been like laying in my bed during the day.
Right.
But it did not help at all.
I can't understand where they're coming from.
I kind of understand that, as well. But that, like, after testing it for a long time, that wasn't the issue.
Yeah. Yeah. And I can fall asleep in a chair if I want to, so I'm not going to be able to make that separation myself if that was a...
I can't. I can only sleep in bed at night.
Mm.
Although I have recently been able to take naps in, like, the last few months, which is weird, because I've never been a nap person.
Yeah.
But only very rarely when I'm, like, particularly exhausted.
How do you feel after the naps? How do they help? Do they make you feel worse?
It's like I'm still... Because usually it'll be, like, in the early evening, like, say, 4 or 5 o'clock, I'll fall asleep for like half an hour to an hour. But it's like I don't wake up like rejuvenated, but I don't feel that same like tugging exhaustion.
Right.
Because I only take the nap when I'm like my eyes are drooping, like cannot stay awake. And then I'm like back up to like able to finish the day, not start a whole new one, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
Well, there we go. There's our sleep patterns.
How do you feel about rapid eye movements?
Yeah. In terms of sleep.
Yeah, how do you feel about them?
What do you mean, how do I feel about them? They happen when you're...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting.
Yeah.
And I wonder if there's like a pattern to the movements.
Mm.
Or if it's just completely random.
Or is it just side to side?
Is it just side to side?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking. Like, it could, like...
Isn't it interesting?
Yeah. Get me from side to side.
Just like zigzag.
Yeah.
Zigzag.
Or doing like star patterns, like ting, 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 ting.
If you're like... You're possessed when you're tracing a pentagram with your eyes. Yeah. Yeah. That's the first clue.
Yeah.
The second one is the blood coming out of them.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they turn into slits for eyes like a snake. That's the third part.
Oh, the slitted pupils?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
I like the when they do the goat pupils.
Oh, yeah.
Well, like, don't
goat sheep
and octopi have the same shape pupil?
Well, I think sheep do as well.
I think sheep do. But I just find it funny that a cephalopod has the same pupil shape as a land goat mammal.
Yeah. Well, that's because octopus are aliens, so
they're forced. Oh, are they?
Yeah. Have you not heard this theory?
No.
Oh. There's like a, I don't know if it's a joke or an actual theory, but like people, because like they've found that octopus is so like unrelated to everything else that they're like, they're so genetically diverse and going back through like
evolution. They're just like completely their own thing.
Yeah. People are like, oh, maybe they came here from outer space.
Oh, I've never heard that.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
No, I like that.
Mm. And because they're also incredibly intelligent sort of thing. So that's the other thing. Like, oh, what if they are aliens that landed here, off, came off a meteorite or something like that?
There are other things that are intelligent as well.
Yeah, but like octopus are like next level for an undersea thingamabobby. Thingamabobby.
Did you know that anglerfish are like tiny?
Yeah, like they make it look like they're these giant like tuna-sized thing or something like that.
These massive, what is it, macroscopic lenses or microscopic?
Micro is small, macro is big.
Yeah, but what do you call it when it's making the image big?
A macroscope. Well, a microscope looks in at a little small thing. So therefore, if you look, I don't know. Wait.
Like, which way does it go? Like,
well, we have microscopes that look.
Microscopes that look at tiny things
and we see
and make them visible.
Yeah.
So it would be a microscopic lens.
Yeah.
And a macroscopic lens would be something making something big small.
Like a star.
Yes.
Like if you're looking
okay, at. Okay, we've got it. No, because that would be a telescopic lens because it's far away.
Right, yeah. Like an elephant. If you had one and it made it like look really small.
Yeah. What?
Well, let's move on from this before we get, because we always end up on subjects and we think we know a little bit about it and then we get into it and we're like, oh, we don't know what
we've never been stumped like this before.
We have.
When?
Well, I know. Well, not quite this bad, but like there have been times we've been talking about something and then we're like halfway through, we're like, oh.
No, but like we've always been able to come to a conclusion of some kind.
I don't know. Let's pretend that we know what we're talking about.
We never know what we're talking about.
Well, wouldn't a macroscope be like something, a big thing, like a big
like
lens?
A massive camera making small images?
Yeah. Yeah. Like a bigger lens.
I don't know.
Anyway, let's move on before we get further embarrass ourselves. We are intelligent, we promise.
We're just scoping out the scopes, man.
Yeah, I don't have a postgraduate diploma or anything, you know.
I don't have any kind of diploma.
You've got your certificate.
I've got my certificate.
Yeah, you got to walk down the street for that.
I didn't even get my high school graduation because I got NCA3 and just left.
Do you have a graduation for that?
Yeah.
Oh.
You get like a high school diploma.
Oh no, we didn't do that. We just got posted our NCA level 3 certificates in the mail. Like, congratulations, you got NCA level 3.
Yeah, I got mine because I achieved my NCA 3 probably a third of the way into year 13.
Uh-huh.
So I was just like, oh, I'm just outies. I literally, my last day of school was the Friday, and then the Saturday was the year 13 ball, which I still went to, and then I just never went back.
Huh. We had our year 13 ball like well before like the end of the year. Like,
no, that's what I'm saying is I left school early.
Oh, right. Oh, congratulations.
Because I completed NCA3 early, so I was just like, nah, yeah. I'm not sticking around for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
See
y'all later. Bye.
Yeah.
Bye. Beep.
And it was funny because I was pretty much just waiting for assessment credits to come through. So I was going to these classes, preparing for assessments that I knew I wasn't going to take. So I was like for weeks telling all my teachers, like, I don't need to learn this stuff because I'm leaving soon anyway. Like, I'm just going to chill out. And they're like, you know what? That makes sense. Okay. And so they just let me chill out in the classes because if I didn't go to the classes, it would have messed up my attendance. And then that could actually getting NCA3. Yeah. Because you've got to, I don't know if it's a certain percentage or just like as many days out of the year. I don't know.
I can't remember. It's been so long. And I don't think they really cared about us doing that too much. Mm. They cared more about us actually getting the credits. And it's like,
Yeah. Which I see the logic in that. And I think I agree with that.
Mm.
It's like, as long as you're doing the learning, does it matter how quickly?
Mm. It's different for university, though, in which there is actually a requirement to be. Yeah. But,
But you're learning more complex things.
Yeah. Mm.
I was thinking about energy drinks this morning and thinking how V is the only one that has the bottle for energy drinks.
But the glass bottle.
Yeah. Like even just because they have the plastic bottles as well.
Oh, right. Screw on true. Cap.
But none of the other energy drinks have like resealable vessels. They're all just cans.
Surely there's got to be a one.
Oh, I think Monster might have like a sliding top for a can thing, if you've seen that. I think it's like on the larger – yeah, I'm remembering now. The larger cans have like this rotating thing on the top that you slide around to cover the can hole. What do you call the opening in the can? The can hole?
The opening. I would just say it's the opening.
Okay, but they have this, this thing that you can slide around to cover it. But that's not watertight either. It's just covering it.
Oh, right.
But like – Why don't other energy drink brands do sealable vessels for their drinks?
I mean, it's probably a cost thing. You know capitalism, how they like to minimize costs. And
so charge more.
Oh, wow, here we go. Yeah, just...
I'm not supporting capitalism. No. I'm just supporting...
Yeah, well, cost of living crisis up. Stuff that, yeah, give me more a more expensive thing just because it's in a bottle.
No, my logic is that a lot of people – okay, if I'm getting an energy drink, I always get the biggest one because to me it doesn't make any sense. It's like more value for money.
Yeah.
But then if I don't want to drink the whole thing at once, I have no way to store it.
Right, and then it goes flat and it loses
– oh, I don't mind if it goes flat. I just feel like it
– Oh, the flavor changes
like
slightly.
It goes like stale.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you leave it open to air. But
well, what's your favorite energy drink then – that you go to?
Okay, so currently my favorite is the Red Bull White Peach.
Oh, yeah, that one was quite good. Oh, the Dragon Fruit one was really good.
I never had – because I was never a Red Bull person. And then I had the White Peach one because I bloody love peach.
Yeah.
And I had it and I was like, oh, my gosh, this is actually good. I keep almost swearing because of how enthusiastic I am about this Red Bull flavor.
Have you ever tried like censoring yourself like in The Good Place?
No, I don't want to.
Oh, well, I do that sometimes, but I have my own swear words.
Swear for us, Samuel.
Oh, fudge. And then I can say, oh, for fudge.
What the fork?
Yeah. And then I can say, oh, for fudge cakes. Instead.
You're welcome to do that.
Yeah, how I censor myself.
Want to do that.
Okay. Okay. Well.
I don't want those words associated with me.
Okay. Right, but. Was that a fudge picker joke or not?
No! It was me saying I think it's cheesy and I don't want to do it.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, Kurt, fine then. Okay. Just try and stop swearing then instead of censoring yourself with alternative words. Where were we? You like the peach?
I like the peach. Do you have a favorite energy drink?
I usually just flick between either V or... Live Plus now. Live Plus?
Is it Live Alive?
I don't know. Live, Laugh, Live.
I like Live too, but yeah. I don't drink it anymore. Mm-hmm. I like Red Bull because isn't it like literally a New Zealand owned brand, I think? No. Well, it's like all independent, isn't it?
I don't know, actually.
Like it's not owned by
Coca-Cola. Amatil, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. I mean,
I just remember the New Zealander part, but
it is. I mean, it's probably connected to some parent company somehow, but yeah, can't escape it.
Bring back independent brands.
Yeah, well, they start and then they get bought out.
Yeah,
like Kiri Juice.
Yeah, well, like at least if you're gonna buy out a brand, rebrand it, like. Don't let us think that it's its own thing.
No, because that's what they want. They realize that this thing is successful. So the big parent companies, the ones that have monopolies, want to make the money off of that because it's got the brand association with it. So they buy the name and everything like that.
Yeah, but I, because Coca-Cola owns Kerry.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Just call it Coca-Cola Juice or like what's Allcor or something. Parent company? I don't know.
Amatil.
Oh, is it Amatil?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure it is. But, that was Link. Kiri was its own independent New Zealand-owned thing, and then Coca-Cola.
And now it's not. So
I know.
Call it what it is.
This is capitalism. This is how it works. They take over And then they're like, hey, you still think of this good old New Zealand-owned company.
But it's not.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yep. I'm just expressing my frustration because I think it's all stupid.
Yeah, it is. But money drives the world, and yay the world that we live in.
That got depressing fast.
Yeah.
We should talk about this.
Yeah. Is that thunder or is it paper? Who knows?
It's paper. When I walked into the studio today, I usually arrive first. I was handed this OAR Air Awards 2025. The certificate of awesomeness is proudly presented to Diversity Dispatch by Leslie Paris, the station manager.
Woo!
Huzzah!
Hurrah. We got a gold star.
We got a gold star for participating.
Yay!
I'm going to set it right on the soundboard so I can't press any buttons.
Because when were the Air Awards?
They're on Sunday.
Right, yeah. This Sunday just been?
Yeah.
I thought that the weekend before.
No.
Oh, I'm so bad. I could have gone.
And I walked in today and I was like, oh, we actually got something, because they held up the certificate and I couldn't read it yet. And then I saw that it was the awesomeness and I was like, oh, it's a participation award.
Yeah. Thumbs up. Yay.
And then I was chatting with Arena and I was like, oh, so Samuel didn't go either because I didn't go. And I thought, like, oh, Samuel probably go because Samuel likes that sort of thing.
Yeah. Well, if I'd known, I thought it was on the Saturday.
No.
Oh, well.
So you would have gone?
Well, if I'd known, I probably would have, yeah. I need to diary things more often. This is just so bad of me.
Yeah, well, because the producers had to pay for tickets. I didn't want to pay for a ticket.
Don't say this on air.
No, it was advertised. It was on all the posters.
Yeah, but still complaining about it.
Uh-uh. I don't care. Yeah. They can censor me if they want.
Suck my duck.
No, I'm not saying it in a bad thing. I mean, it's completely fair.
Yeah, we've got a budget for these things.
Yeah, we get to do this for free.
Yeah,
like
that's a privilege on its own.
Exactly, and I'm not saying don't charge us. I'm just saying I'm choosing not to go.
Yeah,
because I don't want to be charged. And you know what? If I had a bit more money on me at the time, I would have gone, and I would have happily paid for it. But honestly, I just can't afford to right now.
Fair.
And if this started costing me money, I would stop this because I can't afford anything.
Oh, I just had to get my rego and my warrants due.
Are they lined up at the same time?
Well, I've got the rego, but I only got a few months because I'm like, money's tight.
Oh, you only got a few months?
Yeah. Normally I get like 6 months or a year at a time, but this time I was just like a little less than that. Yeah. Well, it's because warrant is due at the same time, so I'm like, oh, for goodness sake.
Yeah, because rego is, what is it, 130 at the moment?
Depends on your car, but mine would probably be around that.
Hang on. I think mine was like 120.
Mine will be more than that because, wait, 3 times 4. Yeah, you're about 120, 130. Yeah.
Yeah, because I think I paid $19.95 for my warrant recently.
Yeah, I'm just worried because I have a feeling I'm going to need new tyres and possibly new brakes and possibly the central locking system fixed as well. So
yeah, I got my warrant back in October. Or something, September, October, and it was like park brakes borderline. And I'm like, oh, yay! But they still gave it to me. So when I have more money, that'll probably be where all my holiday gift money goes, is fixing my car.
Yep, same here. Oh,
because I can like feel it when I'm putting the handbrake on. It's like, oh, I know that's not good.
It's not going to help with the rolling hill start.
No.
Oh dear.
I do love the independence of having a car though. Yeah. I drove up to Christchurch recently for a drag show.
Yeah.
How
many people did you fit in there?
It was just me because I'm on my restricted license.
Oh right, okay. I understand.
Yeah. But no, it was good. Longest drive I've ever done because I've only previously done from Invercargill to Dunedin and back. Which is only 2.5 hours, and then this was 5.5-ish. Oh, and that massive hailstorm recently started like right as I was pulling up to Christchurch.
Ooh.
So I'm like, I cannot see. It's coming down.
Oh, that one. Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't as bad down here, but I saw all of the carnage that from like up north, like Tomato northwards.
And yeah, it
was like,
there was this other town that started with T next to Tomato. that I had like passed through like an hour beforehand. And like when I had parked up, I was like looking at all the posts on Facebook and someone had like a fist sized hailstone from that town that I just passed through. And I was like, ooh, I got out lucky.
Yeah, I would have probably pooped my pants.
I like hail though. And I like caught it out as well. I was like, it's going to start hailing. And then 5-10 minutes later, it started hailing. And I was like, oh, yeah.
I'll get you onto One News and do the weather report.
I used to, as a kid, want to be a meteorologist, actually.
I think I did too.
And it was all because every day I could look outside and predict when it was going to rain that day. Because it was in Vicargo and it was always going to rain at some point.
Did you predict the snow that took the roof out of the stadium?
No, I was too little.
Oh. Thought you might have still been, like, at least of age.
I was like, what year was it?
I think it was 2011 or 12.
So I would have been about 5 or 6 years old.
Might have been earlier than that, actually. Might have been 10.
That would make me 4, huh?
Yeah. Oh, well.
Not to give away my age.
I don't even know how old I am. Someone asked me that the other night and I got it so wrong. I was like,
you're 34, aren't you?
No, I'm an immortal. I've been here for a lot longer than that. This is just the age that I've chosen to, and then the body that I've occupied at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's the age of the vessel.
Yeah.
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 I'm 19. I'll expose myself. I'm turning 20 soon, though.
Ooh.
December.
Oh, yeah. Should that make you a Sagittarius?
No. Capricorn.
Ah.
Are you going to come to my birthday party?
If I'm here and I'm able.
Where will you be?
Well, I don't know, because I don't plan that far in advance.
29th of December, be here.
Okay, or be square.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, sorted.
Yeah. And everyone that's listening is invited as well.
Well, I'm not going to give away the details. But, you know, if you want to send a happy birthday to the Diversity Dispatch Instagram, at diversity.dispatch on Instagram, you're welcome to.
Oh, funny. Oh, there was something that I was going to bring up to talk about today.
You can do it. I believe in you. You can remember.
It had to do with that. And then that.
What's that?
No, I've forgotten.
Oh.
I put sunblock on before coming
down
here.
That's so sad. I really wanted to hear it.
Yeah. I didn't read the news enough. I was going to catch up on the news and see what was going on. And all I came across for like that was like related to what we talk about sometimes is like the change in the law about the
puberty blockers.
Yeah, but I don't know enough about that. So maybe you could educate me.
Yeah, so puberty blockers are something that used to prescribe you if you were suffering gender dysphoria and were too young to qualify for testosterone or estrogen, if that was your goal. So essentially all it did was you would start it before your puberty started and it would just prevent you from going through puberty, which meant that by the time you're old enough to go on your preferred hormone, if that's what you wanted to do, you wouldn't have already
developed. The role. Yeah.
But they also use it for kids that have early onset puberty and a bunch of other stuff.
It's not just for trans people or gender diverse.
And all those other people can still get it reliably if you already have a prescription for it. I haven't been able to figure out, because they said if you've got a script for it, you can continue with that script. But I don't know what that means for continued use, if it's just the prescription that's already been sent through.
And then if you need to get a review, whether or not they'll prescribe.
Because you only get, I don't know, with my Reandron, which I get every 3 months, I can get one new script before I have to see the doctor again.
Yeah.
So that does me for 6 months, but I still have to see the doctor twice a year at minimum. And I see him more than that for other stuff that I'm on. But so they're all talking about it's dangerous to use puberty blockers because they're not heavily researched or anything. But we have enough information to keep using it for all these other things. It's just the trans people that can't use it anymore.
Right.
Because it's safe. It's shown that it's safe for all these other people. But the thing is that we've had access to these things for like 20 years now. Yeah. I'm not, don't quote me on that number, but I believe it's somewhere around there.
It's, anyway, a significant amount of time.
It's enough time to know whether there are consequences or not.
And if someone is...
It's more research than vaping.
I mean, and if someone is trans or gender diverse and is on puberty blockers, and then they realize that maybe they actually do want to grow into the born gender, they can just stop, right?
Just stop,
so it's not
and
a big
you go
deal.
Through puberty.
Yeah.
Like... it pisses me off that this has happened. And I actually had to, like, keep off social media for a couple days because it was...
just too much.
Well, like, every time I went on there, it was just posts and posts about all of this stuff.
Just note the time.
Yeah, 1 minute. but I would just get so angry. I just had to stop for a few days because I just couldn't. I needed a break.
And in all of the weeks to do it as well.
The day of trans remembrance. For all of those people that died fighting for our rights and just died because of the discrimination that's put up against us. Anyway.
We're going to take to the streets.
We should sign off. With that, I leave you to remember all our trans comrades that have passed and try to prevent any more from passing.
And stand up and support the rights.
You don't have to be trans to stick up for trans people. And you don't have to be queer to stick up for queer people, so please do, because it makes a world of a difference. Even if you can't stop the discrimination, just knowing that you're in our corner means so much. And that's where
we'll leave it. Yeah.
All right. With that out of the way, have a good evening, everybody.
And good week.
Yes.
See you. Bye.
See you in a fortnight. Bye. Thanks for listening. Diversity Dispatch is a fortnightly show on Thursdays.
Welcome to Diversity Dispatch.
Tune in next time
on
queerandrainbowpodcast.org.nz or wherever you listen to your podcasts for more queer and diverse content. Over and out.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.